discussing blood sugars and ins and outs of diabetes, but really, why should we care about blood sugar? Everyone likes sugar. Why should we care about it?
So as we touched upon before, Kathy, we know that the rates of diabetes and what we call metabolic problems is on the rise. And we know that having these issues, so as we touched upon before, so having diabetes actually can give rise to a lot of complications that can be, can lead to kind of life-threatening, life-limiting complications. The reason I think blood sugar is a really important thing, sort of parameter to consider, is the reach that it has in terms of how it affects the physiology and the functioning of our body in general, and how much it can really affect our risk of developing chronic diseases in the future. And like we touched upon before, by knowing certain things at a certain point in your life allows us to make changes to either reverse those parameters or reduce our risk significantly. So I think, just like we do kind of, you know, we monitor our blood, we do blood tests for other things every so often. For example, if we're not feeling very well, we might want to do a blood test to check what our hemoglobin levels are like, check that our thyroid function is functioning okay. I think it is worth knowing what our blood sugar is doing. Now, blood sugar is tied up with something we... So having an impaired blood sugar, for example, having insulin resistance, is part of this kind of umbrella of what we call metabolic dysfunction or metabolic syndrome. So there's lots of different terminologies for it. And it's a sort of a collection of different things. So blood sugar problems like diabetes is part of it. Being overweight or obese is part of it. So part of this metabolic syndrome. And then there's other things that can be associated with that. For example, having liver dysfunction. So what we do know is that particularly with what we call central obesity, where if people tend to accumulate fat in their midsection, and we know that becomes more common as we get older anyway, as we approach midlife, a lot of postmenopausal women or perimenopausal women will complain actually that the weight gain that they're experiencing will be in the midsection, and that's kind of part of this sort of overall metabolic dysfunction. So part of it is liver health. So if you've got more weight around the middle, part of that, what we call weight, will be visceral fat. So that is fat around your viscera, which is another word for your organs. Now, your liver really doesn't like that. Your liver doesn't like to have kind of fat in it and fat around it. And it can affect the way that the liver functions. And it's that kind of collection of central obesity, liver dysfunction, raised blood sugar, insulin resistance that all kind of come together in this sort of milieu that affects the way that your body functions. So it doesn't function optimally. And when it's not functioning optimally, it can then, as well as increasing your risk of developing, you know, certain chronic conditions like diabetes, like heart disease in the future, it just, a lot of people will find that they don't feel well, they don't feel as best as they could. And blood sugar is one of the levers that we can kind of manipulate to try and improve the metabolic health, improve the way that your body functions, to try and get you feeling better now, as well as decreasing your risk of developing those chronic conditions in the future.
And in terms of the chronic conditions, I think you mentioned to me previously that it can affect things in women, for example, pregnancy, fertility, how that is, condition PCOS to do with the ovaries, and even touching on Alzheimer type conditions.
Yeah, so we know that metabolic health is implicated in a lot of conditions. Some of it is kind of chicken and egg scenario. We don't know if it's the condition itself that then causes the metabolic dysfunction, or whether the metabolic dysfunction then increases the risk of developing these conditions. But for example, polycystic ovarian syndrome, which a lot of women have, and actually we think it's quite an underdiagnosed condition, so we think a lot of women are living with it that haven't been diagnosed with it. part of that syndrome is insulin resistance, so the metabolic dysfunction that is accompanies a hormonal issue and then the kind of dysfunction in the ovaries. And we know that those women, some of those women will have difficulty, for example, losing weight. And we know that those women with PCOS have a much higher risk of developing diabetes in the future. And it's one of those things that a lot of younger women will be affected by PCOS and really honing in on improving the metabolic health of those people will really decrease their risk of those future complications. We do know that having a higher BMI, living with overweight or obesity, can impact, particularly in sort of women of childbearing age, can affect fertility and pregnancy rates. So that's something that can be looked at. So if that, you know, if you are in that category and you're trying to conceive and having difficulty, then looking at your metabolic health might be one of the parameters that we look at and try and improve the chances of conceiving. Now there is a sort of a movement in the health and wellness space that consider Alzheimer's disease. So Alzheimer's disease is a type of a neurodegenerative condition that gives rise to dementia. When you get you are at increased risk of that as you get older. What we are finding a little bit more is that metabolic health has been implicated in the chance of getting Alzheimer's. So some people in the health and wellness space have even been sort of labelling it as type 3 diabetes, because we think that the process of the dementia, so in its early stages, is either triggered or is contributed to by this insulin resistance, by this metabolic dysfunction. And by improving that, so improving your metabolic health, could possibly decrease your risk of Alzheimer's dementia in the future. Now, I think that the research on that is still not as robust as we want it to, so I think that sort of watch this space about that. But I think it's quite clear that having a good blood sugar metabolism, so blood sugar regulation, really will impact your risk of other chronic conditions in the future.
That's great, thank you.